Percy Phelps.
The end of a very commonplace little murder.
Hmm? There's something better there, I fancy. Let me see the rest of it.
Certainly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Doesn't tell us very much, does it?
No, hardly anything.
Mm. Yeah, the writing is of interest.
The writing is not his own.
Precisely. So your friend is in close contact with someone who, for good or evil, has an exceptional nature.
Then you will take the case?
My interest is already awakened. If you're ready, we'll start at once for Woking to see this diplomatist who's in such an evil way and the lady to whom he dictates his letters.
Well, I must say, Watson, marriage doesn't seem to be harming you greatly. You're as plump as a Christmas goose and it's only July.
Oh, not plump, Holmes, not plump. But I enjoy a good meal at home.
Do you now?
You're always welcome to come over and partake.
No, thank you. No, I'll leave you to your wedded bliss.
So, Tadpole Phelps.
Not a particularly flattering sobriquet.
Shape of his head at the time. But there was plenty in it. He won every prize at school and a scholarship to Cambridge. The uncle he referred to in his letter is Lord Holdhurst.
Yeah, the present foreign minister. Very well
connected, you're Mr. Phelps.
No, it didn't do him much good at school, though. We used to chevy him about the playground and hit him over the shins with a wicket because of it.
What monsters little boys can be.
We were quite big boys.
Mr. Holmes and Dr. Watson, it must be.
Welcome to Briarbrae. Ah, Percy's been in a fine old state waiting, poor chap. He clings to any straw. His father and mother asked me to look out for you. They made a mention of a subject very painful for
you. You yourself are not a member of the family, I perceive.
Eh? Oh, the J.H. monogram on me locket. For the moment, I thought you'd done something clever.
No, a mere perception.
Oh, don't mind me, I'll just rattle on. I'm an ironmaster's son, you see. J.H., Joseph Harrison, Northumberland, born and bred, at your service. My sister Annie was to marry, well, is, I suppose, Percy. She came down to meet his folks, and I tagged along as a sort of escort. But then his crash happened. She's nursed him hand and foot these 2 months. What a time we've had of it.
You have stayed on, also.
Aye. Well, I wanted to keep close, and if need be, I can always nip up to town for business.
Are you in the iron trade?
No fears. My father wouldn't let me near it. Stocks and shares, sir. Stocks and shares.
They, too, can be subject to crashes.
Can they not? But nothing as bad as what happened to poor old Percy. Anyhow, we can't stand here nattering. I'll take you to them. I know how impatient he is. Come along, gentlemen.
So saying, he bustled us up the path, into the house, and then to the room where Phelps awaited us, lying upon a sofa near an open window, through which came the rich scents of the garden and the balmy summer air. He was like a shadow of a man. Joseph Harrison left immediately, but the sister stayed at Phelps' insistence. She sat with her hand in that of the invalid's, and fixed her eyes upon him almost hypnotically, as Phelps plunged without preamble into his story.
I was a happy and successful man, Mr. Holmes. Fine career, about to be married. But this sudden and dreadful misfortune has wrecked all my prospects in life.
We shall be married, Percy. Have no fear of that.
You said in your letter you were in the Foreign Office.
Yes, after Cambridge. I did well. Before long, I had a position of some responsibility. When my uncle, Lord Holdhurst, became minister, he gave me several missions of confidence, which I successfully concluded. He came to trust me. Absolutely. Absolutely. Nearly 10 weeks ago, on May the 23rd, he called me into his private room and said that he had a new commission for me, one of the gravest importance. He then took from his bureau a grey roll of paper.
What I hold here is the original of a secret treaty between England and Italy. Now, I need not tell you, Percy, that the French and Russian embassies would pay out an immense sum to learn the contents of this. And these papers should not leave me were it not necessary to have them copied. You have a special desk in your office?
Yes, sir.
Remain behind when the others go, so that you do this without being overlooked. When you are finished, lock the original and the draft in your...